Hi guys, how are you all doing? This is Harmony. Welcome back to my podcast. I had a really good dream today. As a matter of fact, it was so good that I woke up with tears in my eyes because I wanted it to be real. I think I've said this before, but I like to believe in the multiverse theory because it makes me feel better. Thinking that, in another universe, I get the life I wanted, makes me feel better. Well, that sounds like I don't like my life, which is not true. But in another universe, there's a version of me that ended up with something I really truly wanted, something I will not get in this life no matter what. I ate Miyazaki mango for the first time the other day. It was so sweet and I loved it. The mango melted in my mouth the second I took a bite. My grandma got the mango as a present. The reason why Miyazaki mango is so expensive is because they are difficult to grow. Not all mango farmers are successful, and it takes time and experience to grow one. Apparently, only 10% of the mangoes grown each year make it to the fruit auction. I can't compare Miyazaki mango with other mangoes, though, because I don't eat mangoes that often. In fact, I don't even eat fruit in general. My favorite fruit is raspberry. I love raspberry flavored coffee. By the way, my grandpa is from Miyazaki, so I have family in Miyazaki. Today's podcast is called Girl's Girl. What does girl's girl mean? A girl's girl is someone who values their friendship, their female relationships over their male relationship. A girl's girl is a girl who tends to have close and meaningful friendships with other women. She is often seen as supportive, understanding, and empathetic towards other girls. She is someone who values friendships and enjoys company of other women. She will not bring you down or judge you. She is someone who compliments you and understands you as a woman. When I was 13, I bought this really cute blue blazer at Forever 21, and I loved it so much I wore it almost every day. One day when I was at Target looking at snacks, two teenagers came up to me and asked me where I bought my blazer. I was startled at first because teenagers were scary to me when I was 13. They said they loved my blazer and I looked really good in it. I loved the blazer too, but I wasn't sure if I looked good in it. So they made me feel so damn happy. I told all my friends what happened the next day at school. These people were strangers to me, yet they were kinder than the people I knew. What happened this day has always stuck with me. Their kindness has always stuck with me, even though it's been years. It's been 10 years. I love it when women support women. Women supporting women and not bringing them down or tearing them apart. Also, I think we'll feel better being a girl's girl. Instead of hating on a girl for how she looks, why can't we just be supportive and cheer her on? How would you feel if a random stranger came up to you and said, "Oh my gosh, I love your shoes. Where did you get them?" Or how would you feel saying that to someone? I think you would feel good. Giving genuine compliments to someone feels just as good as receiving them. That's what I've been trying to do these days. I want to be a girl's girl. Women supporting women. Did you know the reason people bring others down is a self-esteem thing? If someone has low self-esteem, they will always choose to see other people in a dim light. It makes them feel better about themselves, insecurity. And it sounds so stupid when people talk shit about others. You're basically screaming, "I'm insecure and talking shit about others makes me feel good." Does it really? Do you really feel better when you talk shit about others? Do you not find it miserable that the only way you feel good about yourself is by bringing other women down? That's what I think. Women need to support each other instead of bringing them down. Who cares about how other girls dress or do their makeup? Is it affecting you? Leave them alone. Who cares what other girls like to spend their money on? Leave them alone. Who cares what other girls do or don't? Leave them alone. If you have nothing nice to say, don't say it. It's that simple and easy. Like, why do you even care so much? That's what I think. Haters really need to get a life or something. I see so many mean comments on social media every day. It makes me sick. It makes me sick to think people find it funny or interesting enough to leave such a comment, especially on someone's appearance. If someone ever makes you feel bad about being you, here's a reminder. If they are someone you wouldn't go to for advice, why take their opinion seriously? Just do you, and I promise that once you stop taking shit from others, you'll eventually be surrounded by mature people who are considerate, and don't bring others down to feel better. This is something I wish someone had said to me when I was younger. Okay, thank you guys for listening. It's almost the end of June. What a hectic month. I haven't been posting any content on Instagram lately, but I will today and tomorrow. I'm going out with Luca, one of the teachers working for Harmony Academy. We will make some English videos together for you all. And yeah, I hope you have a good day, good week. ポッドキャストを聞いてくださりありがとうございます。ポッドキャストの和訳付きスクリプトはすべてポッドキャストプレミアムに加入していただくと見ることが可能です。また会員限定の水曜日ポッドキャスト、毎週水曜日に公開されるポッドキャストのアクセスもポッドキャストプレミアムの加入者のみに公開されています。今日はちょっと日本語がおかしくてすみません。あと、6月もすぐ終わっちゃうんですが、6月中にポッドキャストプレミアムに加入していただくと、ハーモニーアカデミーの 20% クーポンを取得することができるので、ぜひご興味がある方はホームページまでお願いします。それでは、トゥドゥルー!